Hello, hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Beautiful Women with a Purpose podcast tonight. Oh, I am so excited to be here with you tonight, and I am your host, Deborah Ware. I am a certified elementary school teacher with a master's in reading and literacy in the city of Lawrenceville, Georgia. I am also an indie artist with a determination to inspire others with the lyrics that are written in my songs that I sing. I am also an author of my very first book called Breaking Chains. It is a book of my personal life that I am using to inspire every dreamer to tell their story and set themselves free the same way that I did. I am also a brand new creator and owner of the cosmetic line Beautiful and Inspiring lip balms, candles, and soap that are all made with 100% essential oils, which is very good for this time that we are dealing with COVID-19. Well, in this episode tonight, we will discuss how to live life stress-free and stop yourself from allowing others to walk in and out of your life and wasting your time. I purposely mentioned stop yourself instead of saying stop them. I will share bits and pieces from my book Breaking Chains tonight on how I finally decided to close that revolving door to my life that simply was really causing me to waste a lot of time that I can never ever get back. It also caused me lots of pain that I really did not need. If you have any suggestions or questions after this episode, send them to me at Deborah, Deborah, D-W-R, 9783 at gmail.com or visit my website at www.IamTheRealDeborahWare.com. You can also go to Amazon.com and shop for my book, Breaking Chains. You can also go to Books A Million and Barnes & Noble, or you can obtain it directly from my website, www.IamTheRealDeborahWare.com. YouTube is Deborah, D-W-R-9. Instagram, Facebook, I am the real Deborah Ware. Okay, so tonight, as I said, to begin this episode, I'm going to talk to you about how I am so destined to stop being that link to letting other people take up all my time and just waste it on literally absolutely nothing. Now, the chapter that I'm going to be speaking to you about tonight is chapter 9 in my book, and it's called In and Out of My Life. And so when we allow people to waste our time and use us as a revolving door, that's when we begin to see how much they come and they go. Now, in life, sometimes we can feel like a doormat. And that's when we begin to feel like we have nothing but an open door, which is like a revolving door. You come and you go when you feel like it. You treat me how you want. Anytime you feel like it. Well, it can seem almost as if that door just keeps opening but it's only opening to all of the unnecessary things in life, the negative, and closing to the positive. Because you see, the negative is what stops all of the positive from coming through. And it took me a while to understand that every time I would let the negative in, I was actually really crushing my blessings. And nothing positive was coming through. So people come and they go all the time in our life. But do we have to allow that? That's the question. Now that I have been through that, I can say we should never allow that. People will only do what we let them do. Those that have all the wisdom, the love, and sincerity, it seems like they are the ones that leave us so soon. While those that only want to continue to use us as a doormat and bring us misery, bring us all kind of chaos, and even pain seem to be the ones that'll stay around for a while and then they'll just walk away from you altogether. Sometimes those that we encounter that with are the ones that are closest to us the most. And that is family members. Family members are the ones that can never stay consistent with one another. You love me today, you hate me tomorrow. And the ones that try to be consistent, well, we know what happens. They transition into the heavenly place unexpectedly and leave you feeling lonely, helpless, and worthless because you now have no one that's carrying a bit of common sense around you that you can go to and talk to and relieve yourself of the stress. Well, I guess you probably are asking, well, why? Why do I say this? Well, my life has been this way since the death of two very close people in my life. And these people in my life were women. One was my grandmother, one was my mother-in-law. These two women were so inspirational to me. And I'm sure many of you have someone that's very inspirational to you that may have passed on too. We really feel the pain after that. And it's hard for us to get past it, you know, and to get over it because we know that when they were here, they filled our life with inspiration and wisdom. They spent time with me and they listened to me when I talked and when I needed someone there by my side to understand the things that I was going through. Never once can I say, did they ridicule me or even put forth any effort to try to destroy me? They never took the time to spread any unnecessary, terrible rumors about me, nor did they even have any interest in any social media whatsoever. Another thing about them is that they tried to place, you know, they tried to give me as much wisdom as they could before they left. But unfortunately, it's a little too late because they're gone. And so anything that was simply becoming a waste of my time, I knew I didn't know how at all to relieve myself of that. So I guess one of the things that I'm saying is that people only do us what we let them do. And when we say that they're wasting our time, we have to ask ourselves, who gave them permission to waste our time. A lot of times, we don't want to admit that we are the fault of that. But in reality, we are, because we opened the door, we let them in, we gave them permission to do the things that they have done to us. So I want to leave you with this simple sentence. Stop being that link to letting other people waste your time. Your time is too precious. I've learned that, but it took me a very long time to learn that. This is your host, Deborah Ware, saying have a wonderful evening until the next time we meet on Beautiful Women with a Purpose podcast. Enjoy life. Break that chain and stop being the link to others wasting your time.